of reality. Today, windy, sharply colder, Arctic air moving in. No traditional high today. Temperatures fall all day, down to 42 by, let's say, sunset. Upper 20s overnight tonight. The first widespread freeze of the season. Tomorrow will be a cold December day, with high temperatures only in the 40s. Coldest night will be Tuesday night. I think we'll fall to the mid-20s by dawn on Wednesday. And then back to the 50s on Wednesday afternoon. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From all of us at Brubaker Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Infiniti, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. It's better at Brubaker.com.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Montgomery has settled a federal lawsuit on panhandling with civil rights groups, including the SPLC and the ACLU of Alabama. The settlement agreement requires the city to stop the enforcement of two ordinances that criminalize panhandling. Flags across Alabama were at half-staff yesterday as former State Representative Alvin Holmes was laid to rest. Holmes had been the longest-serving member of the Alabama House of Representatives before his 2018 defeat. He died on November 21st at the age of 81. The Montgomery Public School family is mourning the death of two administrators, Lee High School Assistant Principal Dr. Ennis McCorvey and Johnny Carr Middle School Assistant Principal Joshua Farrow. Their causes of death are unknown at this time. There will be counselors on campus for students and staff this week. Those are this morning's top stories. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. For the Montgomery Newsroom, I'm Jalea Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Looking for a great getaway? The Kickback Ranch and Event Center wants to be your spot, whether it's a weekend with the RV or cabin rental. It's all on our 125-acre ranch. Our Event Center offers space for corporate meetings or events. Maybe you're looking for a wedding venue. Check out our many options we have at the Kickback Ranch. We're just a short drive down 331 south of Montgomery. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's kickbackranch.net. Or call 286-4140.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep pedaling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out, right? 272-9228. A couple of things here. Number one, any caller can get in on this weekly farm market, gift basket drawing, and the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card drawing. Don't forget, Sweet Creek Farm Market, great for your items you're having. Party get-togethers, get the pies and the cakes from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Not to mention, if you want a great sandwich or the barbecue sandwich, people were raving about that for $6, I think it was. These people on Facebook hit me up and said that's about $6 they had spent. But, you know, you're going to have people over. The Boston butt or the ribs are great to have, particularly a little snackish for when kids come in and for Christmas and they're sitting around the house, waiting around the house, and you want to keep them happy. Sweet Creek Farm Market is it. Mortgage Corporation of the South had, it was great talking to John Williams, by the way. That man is really something, what he does. He's a hardworking guy. I'm glad he's all rested so you guys can really give him a call, give him a workout. 567-9000. Save money on your mortgage. If you have anything that's high threes, that's VA or regular, give him a call at 567-9000, particularly VA. VA, he can turn around super duper fast and save you money. Now, interest rates are very, very low. They're lower than when I got mine right now. They're lower by around a quarter of a point than what I have. So give him a call, 567-9000, NMLS number 232-876, Equal Housing Lender. By the way, if your credit's not that good, he can help you out there also. You heard him say in the 1 o'clock hour, I was talking to a listener that didn't have perfect credit, and he believes he's going to be able to help him out. So give him a call, Mortgage Corporation of the South. Howard Kurtz? No, we finished that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay, I now need to go to Biden's cabinet picks. Now, this is going to take me out on this one. I'm going to have to leave early. I have a dental problem I've got to go see about. It's getting progressively worse as I do the show. Biden's cabinet has ties to consulting firms that they have non-disclosure agreements. And this is going to be a little bit of a problem in Congress. Now, they are saying, well, if you get the new Senate in there, well, the current Senate is probably going to be doing a whole bunch of these things if they have any sense about them. But even if you get new senators in, which I think the Georgia thing's going to work out, this is not going to be good, and there are a whole bunch of people who are not going to put up with this. Listen in to the story.
So as Joe Biden works to fill out his cabinet, some of his reported picks are raising some eyebrows. Their ties to the consulting firm West Exec Advisors and the investment fund Pine Island Capital Partners are presenting the incoming administration with its first test of transparency and ethics. As the New York Times reports, Biden's transition office stopped short of saying that all clients would be disclosed, and ethics rules allow incoming federal officials to withhold the identities of clients if the arrangements are subject to confidentiality agreements. Let's bring in our Beltway panel. John Jordan is an economist, former naval intelligence officer, and an overseer at Stanford's Hoover Institution. Brett Bruen is former White House Director of Global Engagement and President of Global Situation Room. West Exec Partners, it's a consulting firm. It does a lot of defense work, and two of the people who founded it, one of them is Tony Blinken, the incoming Secretary of State. The other one, Michelle Flournoy, who is possibly going to be the defense secretary. Her name is tossed around as if she is one of the favorites. Brett, is there a problem with them jumping directly from private enterprise, especially high-level private enterprise like this, and directly into the government?
Well, I'm not a Democrat who feels that we should have that litmus test. In fact, I'd say that service in the private sector for corporations is a plus. That being said, though, and let me first disclose, I'm not going back into government, so I can be an equal opportunity critic here. I do think that both Tony, Michelle, if she should be nominated to whatever position, Avril Haines and others, do need to name the companies they worked for when they worked for them, because they're asking the American people, they're asking the Senate to confirm them to high office, and I think we have a right to have that information. These are national security positions, and an NDA is not something that you can hide behind. We do this kind of work at my firm, and I would say that national security trumps any NDA.
Okay, so, you know, this is where they're going to really have some problems. I mean, basically what they're doing is Blinken in particular has got some real ties in here. And I'm not sure that this is going to pass the smell test, particularly with people like Wyden and some other folks that are real big on this thing. And will Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren all of a sudden go back to their old school stuff of things that they've said in the past about people that are in inline businesses to what they're serving in government? Because these people would fit this to a T. Second part of this, this is part of a overall discussion here. The Biden picks are not going to be loyal to Biden. They're going to be loyal to themselves and to the former companies. Listen in.
Tony Blinken has left or taken a leave from West Exec Advisors, but it's our understanding that the clients that that company has had will go undisclosed. So we won't know, you know, if some large defense contractor or something was working with them and all of a sudden goes to the State Department or goes to the Pentagon and looks for some kind of a big contract. We're not necessarily going to know the identity of that firm. Isn't that a problem? John, that's for you.
It's a big problem, but it's broader, and it's not a partisan problem. Here we have public service should be just that, public service. It shouldn't be an opportunity to make a lot of money. But what you have in D.C. is a lot of people that are in and out of public services and then go to corporate boards, all working in the same area, building their own brands, currying favor with the press, growing their press contacts. And then when they go back into to government service, they oftentimes continue failed policies. The best way to think of it, John, is kind of like all of these people that, and there's no allegation of any specific wrongdoing in these cases, but they're all like a pack of dogs, Republicans and Democrats alike in this. And the worst thing you can do in a pack of dogs is get kicked out. So their loyalty is to their brand and to the pack because they need each other's support, acquiescence, then that along with that of the press corps to survive in the so-called swamp. So private sector experience is good, but it shouldn't be something you're making a lot of money on past and possibly future public service. So this is an American problem, and it kind of came back to bite Trump in the sense that he wasn't able to really, he was so against the establishment, the Republican parts of the swamp never really bought into him and never really helped him. So he was never able to fill out his administration with competent and loyal people at the cabinet and sub-cabinet levels who were going to vigorously pursue his agenda, because for them to have done so would have caused them to be kicked out of the pack, so to speak, after they left office. So that's the problem. It's a problem that we have to confront as Americans, and I think we do need to look at the legal framework with which in which these people, which this stuff is handled.
That's going to be a Biden problem. Biden is bringing back a lot of old-name Obama people, but they were more loyal to the Obama philosophy and to Obama himself. I don't see any loyalty, with the exception of his chief of staff and a handful of other people, to Joe Biden out of this whole thing. I mean, whether it's Psaki or whoever that's out there, I don't see a big loyalty just to Joe Biden. So therefore, what happens is you get these guys and they start freelancing. Very similar to what Hillary Clinton was doing. Hillary Clinton ran the Clinton operation of the State Department, and she was freelancing. All Obama was doing is just stay, don't get out of your lane too much. But I think there's going to be a real problem with that among the Biden people. It's very tough to fill government. And Biden hadn't been around. He did not have a huge campaign operation, so he didn't have a lot of people. So he's got to go to the filing cabinet and pull out people's resume, and that can be very dangerous. Let me go to Soldier Boy. Soldier Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, man, the Florida game started out kind of weak.
Yeah, it seems like our first quarter's been weak pretty much all year.
Yeah, then the quarterback found his stuff.
And then Mr. Pitts started connecting the Pitts to Pitts connection. It looked pretty good.
Yep.
Kyle Pitts to that tight end, man. He's an unbelievable matchup. Hey, let me ask you. You know, we're getting all excited about the Georgia elections and everything. And then it seems like everybody's talking about the numbers game. But that doesn't stop somebody from jumping across the aisle, and it won't be a Democrat. I mean, didn't we have a couple of Republicans that did not that voted against our President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court? And a couple ladies not vote, or did they vote against?
You had one that didn't vote.
Okay, that's just as bad, not voting. Okay, I'm just kind of scared. Everybody's so focused on the numbers and everything, but I think there's a couple of rhinos floating in there. You know, Romney keeps in there, right?
Romney
can't count on his vote.
Well, you got to remember, there's a difference between voting for somebody that is Trump person and voting for somebody that's a Biden person.
Okay. All right. And you know, another thing is this true that, Unlucky Joe hurt his ankle and had to go to the emergency room? Is that true?
He did. Major the dog.
I heard it. He stepped on some of that poo-poo from one of his German Shepherds?
Actually, his German Shepherd pulled him down.
Oh. Probably the same thing. that's the story they're making up. They're putting out there to feed the story.
Yeah, but, and he didn't go to the emergency room. He went to a clinic.
Well, he didn't remember which one he went to.
Oh, man, smack.
I'm going there. I am bad. You know, and Christmas is coming around the corner. He's seeing stuff, you know, and of course, it's the biggest holiday for Christians, you know. And it simply amazes me when I look and think of some of the things that Democrats have done and have done and are currently doing. A, when they didn't condemn when the Antifa and other terrorists, home domestic terrorists, attacked that the McDonald's Children's School Hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean to do that to a child. Yeah,
that was
hospital,
in Portland.
You know,
that was in Portland, wasn't it?
I think believe so. It was. Yeah. You know, and of course the media didn't want to pick up too much on that, but you know I truly believe children are innocent, born innocent into this world, you know, and for them to attack that and then to go out there and go shopping in their little, you know, self-righteous consciousness, you know, and think about Christmas being, you know, of course, being the biggest Christian holiday of the year, maybe after Easter, that depends on the individual. But, you know, to believe that they support up to late-term abortions up to 9 months. How can you be both in your own conscience and support that?
Are you ready?
And that's on their national platform, right?
Yeah, that is in their national platform.
Yeah, they're all my body, my choice. With that being said, do I have to get that shot that the government's going to pump out for, you know, for COVID? Can I turn that down?
Sure.
Oh, I can. Okay. I had heard rumors that, you know, people like us being military retirees, if we didn't take it, they were going to, quote, stop our military retirement checks.
I'm not sure they could do that. They could require it if you're on call for active duty.
Right. Right. Yeah. But I just had an issue with that because, you know, I'm starting to see Christmas, you know, signs coming around and the music's coming around and everything. And sometimes we lose focus what Christmas is all about. But for a hardcore leftist liberal, I don't know how they can celebrate Christmas. They ought to just stay home for that month and not even celebrate that holiday. Because if you don't understand the meaning of the season and believe that and practice it, then you just need to stay home. Sorry, I came on so hard today, Doc.
No. That's not too hard.
It just gets frustrating. I get frustrated sometimes, and then I get a little emotional, you know, and it just, and I have to, you allow me to vent it off. I should be paying you for my, my psychiatrist bill, send you a bill for that.
Yeah, very.
Could you allow me?
Very cathartic experience being on the Damar show.
Yes, it is. It's very soothing. After I'm done, I'm good for the day, at least for the next day, next 24 hours. It's kind of like liquor.
I like that.
All right. Well, I hope your tooth gets better, Dan. I can empathize with you. Been there, done that, and it's to me one of the most painful things is when you have a tooth issue. And I hope it goes good for you and you feel better.
I just want to stop bleeding. As a matter of fact, my shirt has got blood spots all over it.
Oh, my goodness. Is Joey keeping his 6 feet distance?
He is.
All right. You all have a great day, and I hope you do better, Dan.
I can't afford for him to get sick. Guys, I got to check out to go to the dentist to get this issue taken care of. Joey's going to pick it up from here. Guys, be good. Be safe. Join me back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Adios.
The Dan Morris Show. Coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference and get $50 off your electric, plumbing, or HVAC repair. Visit CallDixie.com.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, you can get 20% off three or more items with the $4.99 Napa tool bag. Yep, 20% off power tools, 20% off wipers, 20% off oil and more. It's a whole bag of tricks. Well, actually, it's one trick over and over again, but it's a good one, saving you 20% on three or more items. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/20.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Welcome back to The Dan Morris Show.
You can never know what it's
wishing Dan well. When a dental emergency arrives, well, you need to take care of it. Be well, Dan. Be safe. Let's go back to the clips here. They're now going to get into how Joe Biden will be receiving the presidential daily briefing. Now the transition is underway. Let's listen in.
To the incoming Biden administration is now getting the presidential daily briefings, or will, starting tomorrow. Brett, how important is that? I mean, indications are that up till now, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris has been getting pretty serious briefings because of her Senate committee role.
Yeah, and I worked on the National Security Council, read the PDB every day. And if you compare it to what Vice President-elect Harris has been getting as a senator, member of the Intelligence Committee, it's like comparing a grilled cheese sandwich to a filet mignon. I mean, this is the real meaty information that our commander-in-chief, that our vice president, who in the event that something should happen to the president would take over, need to know. And it's not something that, you know, you're cramming for the night before an exam. It takes time. You have to get to know this information, get to know the analysts and how they're presenting that information. It is critically important that this starts tomorrow. It should have started 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of news made. Trump should have done this sooner. They should have okayed this sooner. And there's so much noise, this general message of submit, submit, submit. Just give in. Just give up.
It'd be one thing if it's like, oh, you're just being a sore loser, but it's another thing when they're over the top or saying, this is dangerous for the very national security of the nation. How dare Donald Trump hold back this vital information to the transition team? It just smacks as being way too over the top. Now, they're already starting to fill slots here. I just noticed on Fox Business, a lot of the economic team is being put in place. It was already announced last week that Janet Yellen, former Federal Reserve chairwoman, she will be Treasury Secretary in an incoming Biden administration, along with many other folks filling out what seem like boring positions, but that do have a great deal of power. So let's now continue as the Biden transition team keeps filling up those slots.
John, you got a lot of work to do when you start a new administration and you hit the ground running. What is front and center in your mind as what needs to, what's item one, I guess?
Well, the Biden administration needs to begin the process of what's called landing teams at each of these federal agencies, and there are many, many of them. So they need to begin to identify which people are going to go to which department, and not just at the secretary level, but keep in mind there's a lot of undersecretaries and assistant secretaries who have pivotal roles in terms of shaping policy. Because in a big way, and this is something we've learned in the last 4 years, is personnel is policy. Policy can be undermined if you don't have people in some of these roles where they're not on Fox News Sunday, for example, every week. So they need to identify the people are going to fill these crucial roles in each of the federal departments, and there's literally hundreds and hundreds of them. Moreover, the incoming administration has to understand what is going on presently at each of these departments, financially, in a number of ways, policy-wise, so they can understand what they want to change, what they want to keep. But mostly it's about personnel at this point, and I would imagine that Biden administration is going through vetting and where appropriate FBI background checks at a feverish pace.
Yeah.
Oh, and it seems to me if you voted for Joe Biden, very few people, I mean, there's always many reasons for voting, but it's not like you voted for Joe Biden to be your next king or to even be this charismatic president who's going to be energetic and pulling all the levers of power in the direction you like. No, it seems like you made a vote against Donald Trump. Or you made a vote with the hope of normalcy. But what you did, if this vote stands, and it's likely that it will, is you put the establishment back in power. Maybe you like the establishment. Maybe you're part of it. Maybe you earn your keep that way. But as we see these positions being filled by essentially former Obama administration officials, doesn't give me a lot of hope for the future of this country. I look at the administrations before the Trump administration, and remember, I didn't vote for Trump in 2016. But I look back at George W. Bush. I look back at the Obama years. That was when I was really coming of age in politics, the Obama years. And I didn't see these deeply principled people always looking out for the best interest of the American people. No, I saw a corrupt D.C. club managing the decline of the United States, treating the American people and most of the rest of the world as their playthings in order to meet certain interests. We'll see. The press, what they're hoping for is normalcy, and it's so boring that you'll just fall asleep. But once these folks actually start governing, I think the mask comes off fully. I think it's already been falling off. In order to defeat Trump, there have been some over-the-top methods in order to pull that off. So as they pull off these over-the-top methods, the mask is being pulled off. The press, as well as those in D.C. who, well, have been the resistance for the last 3.5 years. We'll see where it goes, but I find a lot of this palace intrigue in this quick lineup of Biden folks. Well, again, these are not people just loyal to Joe Biden. This is just the old team, the old band getting back together. And like most reunion tours, it ain't what it used to be, no matter how good the nostalgia is. More news and, old habits die hard. You're listening to The Dan Morris Show. Be right back after this quick break.
The Dan Morris Show.
And did if you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, this is Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and doing so has dramatically increased our business. The sales and production staff are some of the best I've ever worked with. Thanks, Blue Water, for all you do for us.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. Drug maker Moderna today announced it's submitting its coronavirus vaccine candidate to the FDA for emergency use authorization. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says once approved, vaccine shipments will begin immediately.
And then really it's going to be up to our nursing homes, our hospitals, our pharmacies to get that dispensed. So it really could be within days of FDA approval, we'll start seeing vaccines in people's arms.
Moderna says its vaccine is more than 94% effective in fending off the virus. President-elect Joe Biden today announcing some picks for top economic positions within his administration.
Janet Yellen, who formerly served as Fed chair, will be nominated for Secretary of the Treasury. If confirmed, she will be the first woman to lead the Treasury Department in its 231-year history.
Fox's John Decker with the president-elect in Wilmington, Delaware. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Talk about a change of wardrobe and a change of reality. Today, windy, sharply colder, Arctic air moving in. No traditional high today. Temperatures fall all day, down to 42 by, let's say, sunset. Upper 20s overnight tonight. The first widespread freeze of the season. Tomorrow will be a cold December day with high temperatures only in the 40s. Coldest night will be Tuesday night. I think we'll fall to the mid-20s by dawn on Wednesday. And then back to the 50s on Wednesday afternoon. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Welcome back to the Dan Morris Show. This is Joey Clark filling in for Dan, who had a dental emergency of sorts. Let's now turn to the tape of Jonathan Turley, legal analyst, who testified as an expert witness on behalf of the president during the impeachment hearings in the House, and who has been writing a pretty good analysis of a lot of the voting allegations or voter fraud allegations that have been presented by the Trump legal team. So let's turn to Jonathan Turley. He's first going to address Trump himself slamming judges up and down the board.
All right, let's bring in Jonathan Turley, Fox News contributor, George Washington University law professor. I'm so glad to have you on this morning, Jonathan, after the president's interview yesterday with Maria.
What an interview. Wow.
Yeah, he was really blasting the court system. He's furious with these judges that are rejecting his legal challenges. He wants change. A lot of people agree with him. He was talking about how Joe Biden got 15 million more votes than Barack Obama. He doesn't think that that's fair. He thinks that the election was rigged. Listen to some of that interview.
We're not allowed to put in our proof. They say you don't have standing. I would like to file one nice, big, beautiful lawsuit with tremendous proof. We have hundreds and hundreds of affidavits. You mean as president of the United States, I don't have standing. What kind of a court system is this?
How does this play out, Jonathan? Does it go to the Supreme Court?
It will go to the Supreme Court. And look, I've been an advocate for broader standing for decades, so he had me at hello on that one. But that's not the problem that he's facing. I mean, the problem is that there's this disconnect between the evidence and the relief being sought. You know, they've shown irregularities. They've shown unlawful orders. They've even shown thousands of votes that were not counted. But they haven't amounted to the type of numbers that would change the outcome in a given state. But more importantly, these judges have balked at the idea of essentially negating millions of votes as a form of relief. And in Pennsylvania, the court said, look, these voters do appear to have been denied their right to vote. I'd rather count their votes than to not count millions of others. And that's the disconnect that he's facing. Mm-hmm. And you know, the attacks on these judges, I have to say, are really unfair. Many of these judges, by the way, are Republican appointees, Trump appointees. They're being attacked. The judiciary is being attacked by both Democratic and Republican leaders these days. But they're doing their job. They are trying to rule according to the evidence.
Well, we'll see. And will the system hold? That's the one question I have going forward. As long as we stay on the guardrails of the Constitution, which we barely seem to follow these days, I think we'll be all right no matter what comes. And no matter where the evidence leads. But we'll see where this goes. Now, Turley's going to go into what he calls the Death Star legal strategy of the Trump team. I brought this up, actually, read from Turley's op-ed on News and Views last week. So let's listen to Turley lay it out here on Fox News.
Jonathan, I feel like I've talked to you every day over the last 3 or 4 days. And one thing I know very clearly is...
As you should.
You do not like anyone politicizing a court. So this is my question for you. There are now several cases that the Trump legal team is trying to push to the Supreme Court. You've got the Act 77 case that was rejected in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, the one Ainslie's referring to as well. But they seem to be optimistic. They seem to relish the opportunity to get in front of the United States Supreme Court. Should they be optimistic? Do any of these cases have a really strong case in front of the United States Supreme Court?
Well, I think that the odds are against them in terms of ultimately prevailing and switching the outcome in these states. I mean, they still have this sticker shock problem of trying not to certify these states. But, you know, we talked about this earlier, that there's a type of sort of Death Star strategy. You know, you did to put this round right into an exhaust pipe that blows the entire thing up. That can be done. If you can create certification problems, you can move this fight effectively to the floor of Congress.
Right.
It's just a very difficult shot to make.
Yeah, it's the ultimate trick shot. What he's referring to there, if you remember the Star Wars movies, is the, you know, the first Star Wars movie, the very first one, A New Hope, where it's that final shot. Use the Force, Luke. Use the Force. They're like, oh, why does it? And he nails it. But the odds are very slim. Is Donald Trump and is Rudy Giuliani Luke Skywalker? I have my doubts. Well, he certainly isn't Mark Hamill. Don't get me started on the actor himself. But we'll see where this goes. Now, Turley's going to move to where people are actually winning cases. COVID restrictions by these governors acting like little dictators in the name of protecting people's health. Let's listen in.
Let's talk a little bit about the coronavirus. You know, there are different restrictions in different places. The restrictions here in New York are different than the ones down where you are in Virginia and in Washington, D.C. On Thursday, the Supreme Court and set a deadline for the state of New Jersey to respond to the restrictions that they have imposed on houses of worship. They're cracking down on us. Why do we have to do this when other people in other situations don't? How do you think that's going to work itself out?
Well, this New Jersey case is interesting. They gave New Jersey the opportunity to respond. This is Justice Alito specifically. And we just had the ruling against New York on religious freedom. The New Jersey issue is a little different because it also involves a challenge to the mask mandate.
Right.
So we might be able to see the court articulate sort of the outward limits of free exercise in these areas. It's also notable that Justice Alito just dismissed the challenge by Tony Spell, the controversial reverend in Louisiana who was challenging those pandemics. So I think what you're going to come out of this is with perhaps a more nuanced view of how we balance these religious activities. What New Jersey, what these litigants in New Jersey are saying is we want to be considered essential, just like, right, you know, these grocery stores, and have some greater accommodation for free exercise.
Yeah, and the selective way that so many of these governors and health officials have put down restrictions, who's essential, who's not essential, the idea that you can just suspend the Bill of Rights and the basic liberties guaranteed in the Bill of Rights because it's an emergency that has to be litigated, it shouldn't be a question, in my humble opinion, in the first place, but it is. But it is. Now, Turley is going to answer another question here about the uniformity of voting. Now, if we're talking about federal standards, I'm a little suspicious of this idea, but let's listen in to Jonathan Turley.
Jonathan, when it comes to these mail-in ballots, many people don't trust the way this election was handled, especially the mail-in ballots. Going forward, many people are concerned about what this next election is going to look like, because if things are not reformed, many worry that there won't ever be a chance for a Republican president. What needs to change? Do we need a national standard, or do we need to just leave it up to each state?
You know, it's strange because years ago I asked, what happened to all those billions of dollars we gave the states to try to create greater uniformity? And yet we're in this position again. We give a lot of money to the states, and we should be forcing some greater sense of uniformity and transparency for all of these states.
We should, but like I said, we should be very careful about making this a federal issue. As much trouble as we're having with local authorities right now, I think it makes it much easier to do corrupt things when you have a central point of failure layered over with all sorts of alphabet agencies. And, oh, we've checked things out. And do you really expect the federal government to investigate the federal government and find corruption? Well, we've been waiting on that. And by the way, Trump asked the question this morning, where's Durham? Where's John Durham? Where are all of these things that we've been waiting on for years now? I think the pardon of Michael Flynn helps move the ball down the field. But we'll see. Durham has not closed up shop. There's a lot of smoke being kicked up, a lot of dirt clouds being kicked up right now, folks. It's hard to know what's true and what's not, because the official narrative of the corporate press is very over the top. You just must accept Joe Biden. Look at all these lovely people he's putting in to the transition. And then you have this ragtag team of folks like Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani. As Dan mentioned earlier in the show, it seems like the president might be out of the information loop, which wouldn't be completely far-fetched. Not that long ago, a special envoy to Syria laughing, as he admitted, that they lied to the president about troop levels in Syria. So there is a lot that can happen in, let's say, the next 2 weeks. Jonathan Turley is right that the likelihood that Donald Trump remains president after January 20th, 2021, it's not a good likelihood. But it's not impossible either. So we'll see where this goes. There's a lot that can happen in court. Right now, again, it doesn't look good for the Trump team. But this will not be settled with Scott Pelley and Chris Krebs on CBS 60 Minutes. This will not be settled on a Fox News sit-down with John Turley. This will not be settled on Meet the Press or this week on ABC. It won't be settled on these talk radio airwaves. As we've been saying from after Election Day, if the Trump team really has the goods, and they can prove these extraordinary claims with extraordinary evidence, it needs to be done in court. If you can get that hearing, if you can get that standing. I mean, over the holiday weekend, the 3rd District Court of Appeals shot down the Trump team. They're appealing that now to the Supreme Court. There is an injunction filed to impound machines in Georgia by a federal judge on behalf of a suit brought by Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell. We'll see where that goes. There's a lot of still moving pieces on the chessboard right now. And some of the greatest chess games in history, some of the greatest players in history would often sacrifice many of their pieces and with a very slim team pull off some incredible things. So again, it's not likely, but it's not impossible. Now, some may want to believe this is impossible, that even if you could prove it in court, this election is too big to fail. And in fact, I think that's what the narrative from the legacy media, the mainstream press, call them what you want, the corporate press, that's exactly what that narrative is meant to do. Accept the results. It was all on the up and up, the most secure election in history. But there are some days left for the Trump team. Like I just said, they have to prove it in court. And if they do, then it is required, in my mind, of these state legislatures where the vote is in question, not to send electors. But it has to be proven in court. Can't just be a media breaking story. It can't just be suggestion and inference. It has to be hard evidence. And we'll see where it goes, as Dan says, in the fullness of time. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program here, Dan Moore Show, closing out the show here on this Monday afternoon. We'll have more when we come back.
Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to the Dan Morris Show. Final minutes here on a Monday. Now, the president was asking this morning, and we've all been asking the question, some of us maybe despairing that nothing will come to pass. Where is U.S. Attorney John Durham? Where's Durham? Well, one of the people definitely caught up in the whole Russia Gate, Russia Dome, the whole Russia scandal. One of the people accused of being a spy, a go-between for the Kremlin because of, you know, all his past work in the energy industry and work with past Russians, even though, you know, he's working with the CIA, giving information to United States intelligence. Well, Carter Page, and Carter Page has a lawsuit that he's bringing forth. Let's listen in.
Former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page filing a $75 million lawsuit against the DOJ and FBI over what he calls unlawful surveillance as part of the special counsel's investigation into alleged Russian collusion. Carter Page joins us now. I should remind our viewers as well, you went to the Naval Academy, you're an intel lieutenant, so thank you for your service to our country as well. You filed this lawsuit. What do you hope to come from it?
Well, I'm hoping for real justice, Pete. It's been a very long battle, over 4 years since this illegal spying was happening, started during the Obama-Biden administration, and it continued for over a year. And I'm after so many crimes have already been uncovered by actually an Obama appointee, Mr. Horowitz, last December. This is it's just a clear, very clear-cut case that justice needs to be restored.
Absolutely. And, you know, talk about how they don't give a damn. The media is who I mean by they. Carter Page for years. Run this guy's name through the muck and the mud. And, that's just the cost of doing business. Literally have an FBI lawyer changing documents in FISA applications to say things that are literally untrue. Carter Page worked for the CIA. This guy, Kevin Kleinsmith, says, no, he didn't work for the CIA in order to get more renewals. This is crazy stuff. So Carter Page is going to comment on, well, Comey and the whole team admitted they were wrong, but were they really admitting bad intent or, mistakes happen?
DOJ, the FBI, Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, even FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith, who pleaded guilty, by the way, to falsifying an email. There's a lot of people, including from this clip, from Comey and McCabe, who in retrospect now have changed their tune. Take a listen to what they said recently.
Knowing then what you know now about all the things that we've come to find, would you have still signed the warrant application against Carter Page?
No, I would want a much more complete understanding of
Thank you very much. If you knew then what you know now, would you have signed the warrant application in June of 2017 against Carter Page?
No, sir.
So they've already admitted under oath that they were wrong. What is their defense?
I don't see any possible defense, Pete. It's been a big, long battle for so many people. Even Chairman Graham, who was asking those questions, he's been fighting for the truth for for many years already with the Grassley-Graham memo. I know the Nunes memo, just uncovering this. And now we have a very strong case put together, and there's a lot more that needs to be uncovered. And as President Trump has been calling for many declassifications and unfortunately has not been fully, his orders have not been fully executed as of yet, unfortunately.
Well, and I would hope the last few years with examples like that, Trump calls for something and then it's ignored. You have such a massive bureaucracy there. It doesn't operate like a military structure where you give the command and they say, yes, sir, and they carry it out, even if they don't like it. No, they, you know, will do whatever they can to sort of slow walk it, say to the president, you know, if you do this, it's going to be really bad. You know, you're going to reveal methods and sources and methods. And yeah, I'm going to do it. I'll declassify that. But give me a little while to really work on redactions. They slow walk it. They massage it out. They make you play a game of 20 questions in order to get good information out of them. This has been going on for years. In fact, I think that's part of what the job calls for, is when Republicans, especially Republicans like Donald Trump, get in power, it's your job to make sure they don't do too much damage. And that's what we've seen. Well, a little bit more than just stopping them from doing too much damage, actually weaponizing the intelligence community to go after a sitting president and anybody around him. And it just seems Carter Page was one of the people caught in the crossfire in order to go after this president. Let's continue on with Carter Page here.
Carter, your lawyers will likely get a chance to depose many of these people, asking new questions that maybe have not before. Are you expecting new revelations based on things you know, or will this largely be compiling information previously known?
It is absolutely going to be getting new information. And listen, it's been a long battle, and I know your team at Fox News has been really pushing and getting to the bottom of this with really serious investigations like Maria Bartiromo and other members of your team just digging and digging to try to get to the truth. And finally, I think this lawsuit is a way of taking a step in that direction.
John, you got a lot of work to do when you start.
Carter, what's the timeline for something like this? You've been, you were surveilled for over a year. Then you had to go through all the public scrutiny, your name dragged through the newspapers everywhere until you had a chance to write your story and now talk about it. What's the timeline for this?
It's been a very long timeline, Pete, and I've largely done it all on my own. The lawsuit that was filed Friday was filed by a team of basically, in many cases, sole practitioners, a couple of lawyers that have been trying to help me get justice, help our country get justice. We have the support of Lynn Woods, Fight Back Foundation, fightback.law. But these are very long-term battles, and unfortunately, it costs considerable money in terms of just basic court fees and all the expenses related to that. So to the extent people can help, it's fightback.law. And I think it's going to be a very long battle ahead, but I think one that's going to be extremely important for where our country needs to go.
And if there's no resolution to this, folks, right now, these next 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks in particular, are crucial. But if there is no conclusion out of what U.S. Attorney Durham has been looking into, I was already worried about surveillance programs. I've been worried about them for years. I sound like a broken record. If they can do this to Carter Page, they can do this to anybody. If they can do this to a sitting president, they can do this to anybody. And maybe your little life, maybe mine, isn't important enough for people to look into to spy on me. And fair enough. I promise you it's a very boring life, though it is wonderful during these holidays in the midst of 2020. But the idea that these mass surveillance programs can be abused for political reasons in order to sway public opinion and political elections, can be used to trip up a sitting president and his goals, can be used to take out an incoming national security advisor, Michael Flynn. Flynn, who wanted to change up and consolidate a lot of the intelligence gathering capabilities. This sprawling bureaucracy that, in his opinion, and I think many other ex-intelligence officials, is not doing the best work for the American people, but is a bureaucracy always looking to justify itself with new pet projects. This can't stand. It's just another puzzle piece in how the Bill of Rights and the Constitution keeps being, well, run around for the sake of power, privilege, and whatever it is this government of ours ruling over us might be. Well, thank you all for listening to the Dan Morris Show. Wish Dan well. Say a little prayer for him with his dental procedures, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Be good, be safe, be back at noon tomorrow for the Dan Moore Show. I'll also be back for news.